You're tuning in to Two Nicoles One Podcast. Buckle up and eat your Wheaties, sweet cheeks. It's about to get good.
Welcome to episode 74 of Two Nicoles One Podcast. And this is Nicole and Nicole and maybe Judy. Is Judy here?
You know what? I think she needs the night off.
Okay, so it's just Nicole and Nicole. Before we get started, I do want to give a shout out. A big time podcast fan, Livia Kotz, has a birthday.
Hey.
It's going to be actually the day after this, or is it the day this airs? Her birthday's on the 10th. She'll be one.
That's a Tuesday.
1 year old. Yeah. One year old. Sorry. That was real bad grammar. Yeah. She's turning one. So everybody, happy birthday to Livia Kotz. She's a big fan of the podcast.
I know she listens all the time. So yeah.
She also gave us a big shout out for our year anniversary too.
Yeah. She's a talented lady.
Yeah, she is. She is. And she is going to be one, or she is one today since this is pre-recorded. So happy birthday, Livy. So Nicole, anything else going on in your week other than celebrating Livy?
Well, I was just telling you that I had to wait for us to start recording to tell you what I was just doing. So I was at the gym, and some of the boys that were there, like the college kids that were in there, they were using I really don't know how to explain this, but they were using a stick. Okay. And they were putting it behind their back and laying on the ground. And you had to try to like get up without using your arms, essentially. So Our friend Emily was there too. And me and Emily are like, that's not hard. We can do that.
Yeah.
We cannot do it. It was very hard. You can't tell because we're via Zoom at the moment, but I literally dragged my freaking forehead down the new turf so I can feel the brushboard coming on my forehead. And right now, to lift my grapes, to eat my grapes, my arms are so sore from like holding them over like this because they were stuck like this.
Oh my God.
They are so, I literally did an entire workout and I was completely fine. But I did 2 minutes of trying to stand up like this and my arms hurt to lift at the moment.
Well, I know any time, because I sometimes try to stand up with my arms and it's like near impossible.
Listen, I could stand up any other way except with a stick.
Even
it was ridiculous.
Like, you just give yourself just a little budge.
It was hard.
It is.
And I'm flexible, so I'm really angry about this. Yeah. I'm gonna figure it out. I'm gonna wear a hat next time so I don't give my face a brush burn.
Yeah.
I'm dreading taking a shower later because the water on my forehead's really gonna burn.
Terrible.
I also have to go out of in the field for work tomorrow, so that should be fun. Hopefully I don't have a big red mark on my face.
Oh my God. When I was in elementary school, me and my best friend then, it was a two-story house. They had stairs. They were carpeted. And we would slide, just like the stairs behind you, we would slide down the stairs on our elbows. And the first time we did it, it was the most fun thing in the world. But we didn't get on a towel or like whatever, like a laundry basket or anything, and our arms were like ripped up.
Oh yeah, brush is like the worst, especially when water hits it.
Your skin's raw.
Yeah, it's raw. Like my forehead's burning right now.
Yeah, that's right. I can't see it like here, but it's just the lighting's just not.
Well, take my word for it. It hurts.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
Hopefully, at least doesn't show, because people will be like, "What was she doing?"
On my forehead.
They'll be trying to figure it out. I was racing.
It hurt. Okay. You know what? Since I have a red mark here, I might as well try out my new laser thing on my face and just have laser burns.
Yes. I can't wait to hear how that goes. But I was thinking of an excuse you could tell people. You could tell people it's road rash.
Road rash?
Yeah. Like if you got in a bad car wreck and you got ejected from the car and like scraped off the road.
I actually had that on my neck from being in a car accident years ago from the seatbelt.
Oh, because it pulled.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You should tell people that if you have visible marks on your forehead tomorrow.
That I got in a car accident?
Yeah. I mean, it's not funny that if you would have gotten a car accident, but I just see what people's reactions are. Like, I got in a car accident on my way here, but I just didn't want to be like.
Okay, my car's fine, but just me. I was ejected from the car. My window is open, so it's fine. Oh my gosh.
Oh God, that would be funny.
Okay, well,
she's a psycho.
Moving on from that. Since I haven't talked to you in 2.5 weeks, I've just ignored you for that long.
Completely.
I think the last time we recorded, I talked about how I had to go to Cleveland for work. Maybe yeah. I didn't say that. Maybe I did.
I think.
But if I didn't say that, I had to go to Cleveland for work for a couple of days. And I experienced some interesting things there. The first thing, Cycle Bar. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I bought a Peloton, as everybody knows, because I've talked about it on the podcast. So I typically don't go to cycle classes anymore. But when I travel for work, I am by myself, so I have nothing to do. So I typically like seek out something to do.
Yeah.
So I signed up for Cycle Bar. And the second, I really liked the instructor. And then the second, the instructor sucked. But besides the point, what stood out to me was this like student that was there. Mm-hmm. She walked in and she pulled the instructor aside and she was like, excuse me. I think there was a mistake. I'm always on bike 11 and somebody's in my bike. So the instructor was like, oh, sorry, we'll just double check. Maybe she's new. They look, they're like, no, she's supposed to be on bike 11. She's probably booked before you did. And she goes, oh, I understand that, but I'm always on bike 11. Can you ask her to move? And I just thought to myself, wait, really? Because which is funny to me because I used to go to Psychotique all the time and bike number 2 was my favorite. 1 and 2 were always my favorite. But if somebody was on bike 1, I would literally not walk in there and ask them to move. What kind of entitled person are you to move? And the instructor, she kept asking. So the instructor did ask the girl to move.
Wow.
And she got her way and got bike 11.
I can't
believe. Like, what kind of entitled person are you to do that?
I can't believe that people have the audacity. I don't know.
I was shocked.
Like somebody. I've heard of people doing stuff like that, but you just think like, oh yeah, try me. Because at the end of the day, like, I mean, you have your preference where you want to be, or you like this one because of the resistance, whatever, right. But it's newer or whatever. But still, that is the rudest thing.
Yeah.
And if somebody saying that would make me be like, huh, I might sit here for 2 classes just to be defiant.
I know. I was trying to think how I would have handled it if I was on her bike. And I was like, part of me would be like, no, because like, what's the big deal? It's a bike. But the other part of me would be like, this little lady's crazy. I don't want anything to do with her. So I'd probably just move.
I get why people move too. Because I mean, you're just there. You're just there to get a, I think that's what's crazy. Because you're just there to get a workout. Like, you're not there to cause a scene. It depends on what mood I was in. If I had fight in me.
Yeah.
There would be no way. I wouldn't get out. I wouldn't, you know, but if I was just like, I just want to get this workout done. I want to go home. I want to sleep, whatever. I would have moved. I would have said something.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm already clipped in. What do you want me to do? My shoes don't come out till the end of class.
I probably would have got off and said, I feel bad for you that this is all you have in your life, but I need to get this workout in. So I'm going to go wherever else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because bike 11 is not the only thing going for me in my life. I probably just said something like that.
I wish you were there so I could have witnessed that. So,
yeah.
Because the girl like just got off the bike. She didn't even say anything.
I'm sure she was just like, people, that's just like stunning how people act like that. You just don't know how to respond.
Agreed. People are stupid. Well, I was in Cleveland, so that makes sense. Sorry, Cleveland, I just think you're stupid. Also in Cleveland, I obviously stayed at a hotel. And
oh, did you?
Yeah. It was a hut.
Slept in the car. Yeah. La Hacienda.
Yeah. And in suites. sorry. I forgot what I was going to say. So we worked in the hotel industry, shocker, if anyone didn't know that. I think we've mentioned it only 100 times. But
yes.
We did work in the hotel industry. Front desk lady. Mm-hmm. Was walking around in her slippers. Why is that okay?
What kind of animal?
They were fuzzy slippers. They weren't just like, you know, like the moccasin looking slippers that maybe could pass for a shoe. No, They were gray, fuzzy slippers. I just don't get it. And I've stayed at a Hampton Inn, and like the Hampton, not that Hamptons are like the nicest thing in the world, but they're not like a Motel 6.
It's not like some like, roadside thing. Yeah. Where it's, here's the thing. If you had some kind of foot disorder or whatever that you needed special comfort, wear sneakers, number one. I can understand that. If you saw that, you'd be like, oh, this person has a foot problem. If I saw somebody in sneakers. I know there's people in offices that'll bring slippers, but that's because they're in their office, like door shut. And when they come out, they wear normal shoes. Like, I can see that. I mean, that might not be everybody's cup of tea, but it's still like they know when to be, well, not everybody knows when to be presentable, but a lot of people that do that do know, like, okay, I'm out of my office by myself and I'm going to go where the people are. But when you're in a hotel too, you're with the transient people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just weird.
Right. And she was like, it was probably like, I'd say like 8 o'clock-ish. And she's walking around the front desk with her slippers on. And she kept going over to like the area, like the seating area, and watching TV. I was just like, this is not
home.
Yeah. I was like, what animal is this? However, I will tell you this. I had to say, when was last time? Was there June? I'm pretty sure for work. And that lady was working the front. Wait, it wasn't June. Didn't I go there in the fall? I don't know. Anyways, I had to stay there. The last time I was there, this lady was working the front desk and I thought, she ain't gonna last. She sucks. She's still there. Probably because she can be an animal like that.
And honestly, they probably just need her because they're like, we know she watches TV all day in her slippers. Is she older?
Like I'd say like late 40s.
So she's not old enough to act, you know.
Correct.
Wow. Correct. What an animal.
Speaking of animals, the bartender, which I already, I did tell you this, but our audience didn't hear this. So apparently you can mix anything with Coke and nobody will know. Did you know that? Order a vodka cranberry and you don't know how to make that, even though it's just two ingredients, vodka cranberry, it's in the name. You just mix it with Coke and nobody will know. I literally was baffled listening to this guy tell his trainee that it doesn't matter what somebody orders. If you don't know how to order it, you just mix it with Coke.
Oh my God.
And then he was also telling the guy that suggests doubles. It gets them drunk faster. I was just like,
that's not like the correct way to do things.
And let me point out, I wasn't actually at a bar. I was at a Condado Taco. So... what is the world?
So 9 times out of 10, if somebody's ordering an alcoholic beverage there other than a beer, it's going to be a margarita. Who the hell throws like Coke in a margarita?
This guy, apparently.
And honestly, because they're their like their own house margaritas, they would have recipe cards.
Right. Like typically any restaurant I ever worked at, there's a recipe card for everything. Even at the Olive Garden, like the bartenders had a whole recipe book.
Yeah.
So for like simple things, like super rum and Coke even had a recipe card because you had to know how much rum to measure out. Like even when we worked in the courtyard, there was a recipe book for everything.
So this guy, he was just teaching him how to be lazy. He was the worst person to be trained. Yeah. Wow.
Lazy and get people drunk.
Yeah, get people drunk. I don't know why you would want to do that because then you have to worry, like, that's a liability. But also, like, what if people forget to tip because they're too drunk?
Right. Or maybe they think a bigger check, bigger tip. But, like, to your point, you're right. If they're too drunk. However, if you forget to tip, you automatically get 20%.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I mean, well, at the brewery, people leave their tab open, it's automatic 20%.
I don't think that's a bad idea, but I still feel like a lot of places probably don't have that thing and you'll probably end up with no tips to a certain point.
I will tell you though, the people that do forget to close out their tabs are the people that literally had one beer. So it's not that great. Not.
Yeah, but no, need $1.
Thanks for the dollar. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not. No, and that makes sense. Especially because they already swiped their card, so they're not thinking about it.
Right. So don't know. I thought that was crazy.
That is crazy.
On my drive up there, though, I heard on the radio that there is a lady, and this is a real thing, so you can Google it. She is charging people $10,000 to name their babies. And people are paying this woman $10,000. I'll do it for $20. Like, you want me to name your future kid? I'll do it. But I only want $20.
Well, I mean, we could be rich doing that.
Exactly. I don't even need like $20.
Well, $20.
You want me to name your kid? So apparently.
For $1,000.
I mean, yeah. Like, honestly, if you're willing to pay $10,000, you're definitely going to give me $1,000. Well, apparently this lady, she, I guess, does a bunch of research on the names. And basically, like, if she was naming us Nicole, she would have had all this research why Nicole is such a great name and blah, blah, blah. And these people are paying for the research of the name Nicole. Do the research yourself. Simple
you have
Google
9 search. Months.
I know. $10,000.
Wow.
And apparently, I think you can get it. It's cheaper if she just names your baby without the research. But again, so another business that we could also do. You want the Nicoles to name your baby? We'll do it for, you know, let's discount it, $500.
Honestly,
you get $250, I get $250.
So my mother had names picked out for all of us, and none of us were named the names that were picked out. Because she said once we were born, we just did look different. Like, we didn't look like I was supposed to be Michelle. I didn't look like a Michelle. What if this baby doesn't look like a Ferdinand?
I mean, I agree with you. Yeah. And that was what the radio guy was saying. He said the same point. He said him and his wife didn't name their, officially give the name till they looked at the kid. And he's like, so you just spent $10,000. So, I mean, if I spent $10,000 to name my kid, I don't care if you don't look like a Charlie or Charlie.
Oh, yeah. And that's probably, it's probably like some basic name that's not. But then, like, do you want to name your kid like Turtle Fart? What if that's what they tell you?
They're probably like saying, like, your kid's going to be Zeus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like something like a Greek goddess.
How many people name
something
their dogs
like
that?
That's what I put it.
There's so many people that name their dogs that. Like, I wouldn't want to name my kid after a dog.
You know what? Speaking of that, I like to name, I think dogs that are an old man name are my favorite.
Yeah. Like, what was that?
Like, I like a dog.
Walter.
The dog at the party?
Walter was the name.
Walter. Yeah,
I was thinking that. Merle.
I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah.
I love that too, actually.
Yeah, so, like a person name. That's good for a cat too. Doesn't Kirsten has Larry.
Yeah, that's my brother's name, which is also weird.
What's that short for?
Lawrence.
I was thinking Lerold.
I'm gonna use that though. That's my dad's name too. Lerold.
I knew it wasn't it, but that's what I was thinking. Laryl, to get down here.
I think that's all my Cleveland stories. There was probably more, but I don't remember. This is just a quick little tidbit. I went to Target, last Friday to buy stuff for Dan's party thingy. And there were teenagers spraying each other with the spray deodorant in the aisle. And I just thought, this is what we're doing on a Friday afternoon. Shouldn't you be in school?
Yeah. Well, like, at least they're not stinky.
I guess, but it made the aisle stink. I was like, it was foggy in that aisle.
Oh my God. That's so weird though.
Yeah, it was very weird. I didn't enjoy it. But I have to leave you with this before you say what you got to say. The other night, Dan wasn't home yet and I saw a bug. And it was like a thousand legger.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, it was Monday night. And I knew he was trying to get stuff together at the gym. So I wasn't sure what time he was going to be home. And I thought to myself, I have to kill this bug because it could get me. And I also don't want it to know. I don't want to not know where it is in the house. So I went upstairs and I grabbed the vacuum and I used the long hose. I stood on the couch and I sucked it up. And I thought, okay, it's gone. Joke's on me. Last night we're watching TV and I said to Dan, is that a bug in the corner up in the ceiling? And he's like, I don't know, I think so. Because like the lights were off, which is like, and I was like, you need to look. So he got up and he's like, yeah, it's a bug. I'm like, we have to get it. You have to kill it. So I was like, use the vacuum and just suck it up. And then I was like, wait a minute. I swear I did this already. I already sucked this bug up. So Dan obviously killed it. So I Googled, do bugs die when you suck them in the vacuum? They don't.
Oh my God.
Do not suck up spiders or those thousand leggers, or I think it said roaches and something else. They don't die. They can crawl out.
That's traumatic though.
And then I clicked on this thing that said, do thousand leggers crawl in bed with you. And I was like, you know what?
Don't do that to yourself.
I was like, I don't want to know. I don't want to know. So I did not finish reading that article. I was like, they probably do.
So I wonder about them mentally. Like, does it screw them up mentally? Like, do they just think about, oh yeah, that time I got sucked up in that wind tunnel and I had to crawl out. Like, is that, do they think about it, or are they just too dumb to like realize anything happened?
Do they have brains?
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering.
Well, what I'm wondering is did he get out immediately, or did it take him an entire day? Because he went back to the same spot. He must find comfort in the that corner of our living room.
Yeah.
Dark little spot.
That's what they like. I think the dark and the cool. And
yeah, he was a big guy.
Or damp. Yeah, things like that.
And when we were renovating this house, we bought it 2.5 years ago. There was a bunch of like the baseboards were out, so you could like see like the, I don't know, like the wall and all that stuff. And it rained a lot, and we saw so many of those stupid bugs in our house. Thankfully, knock on wood, we haven't actually seen hardly any until like the other day. I saw one, but the rain brings those creepy, creepy things in.
I hate them because they're ugly and they move too fast.
I know. They're so gross. I don't think they bite, though.
No, I don't. They're not dangerous. They're just very ugly.
And they're, I don't like them. But I just want everyone to know, you got to step on them.
Yeah. Yeah, you do have to kill them. That's messed up.
Vacuums don't kill them.
Well, so this past weekend, the reason we didn't release our episode this weekend is Dan finally opened his gym. And there was a party. And the funny thing is I've told other people that, like, because I told people I was going to it. And I was like, yeah, I entertained the old people. And everybody was like, well, what else would you do? Like, I just thought it was funny that everybody was just didn't expect me to do anything other than entertaining the old people. But, yeah, it was a nice little get together. And thank God Dan got a bigger gym, because I was about ready to beat him up.
I think everybody was, actually.
I was at my wit's end with how small the gym was. Felt like it was getting smaller.
Yeah.
And I was really at my wit's end with that. So thank God we can work out in a place with space.
Well, it's funny, though, that you say that, because today when I went to work out, I like was literally working out in the smallest spot next to everybody. I could have worked out anywhere. I like literally was on top of Claire working out, because I was just like, well, I like to be near people. It's sad when everyone's so far away.
It's so different. Yeah, because it's like 10 times the size of what we're used to. And we're like, I don't know. It's different. But I like it. I'm glad we have space. I guess I have to say thank you, Dan, as much as I don't like saying that. But thank you, Dan. We have a space to work out. And we can watch TV there.
We can. Yeah.
So that's exciting. And it was also funny that your dad, like, and this would be like, my parents would be the same way. Like, they know what Netflix is. Like, they have that, but they don't know the terms. Like, your like Dan gave your dad the remote and said, like, he could watch TV. And he kept hitting the TV button. He's like, well, you don't have cable. How am I going to watch TV?
And Dan's like, he has Netflix. Oh, my God.
But Dan said you could turn on streaming services. So I don't think he knows, like, what streaming services means. Okay. I think that's the problem.
I said to my dad, or to Dan, too, I don't know what story my dad was telling you about a knife on the swing.
I was entertained. I think he was like, he saw me there and he said, this is a woman who enjoys entertainment.
Well, probably.
Yeah. So he was like, I'm just going to say whatever. I'm just going to laugh. And that's what happened.
And it worked.
It did. It did.
I literally don't know what he was talking about.
No, no. Something about a knife up his sleeve, but watch out for Larry. Anybody named Larry, watch out for. They're not with it.
True.
So I'm going to talk about my work building.
Gotcha.
Okay. So we've been in this building for just almost a year. In 1 week, it'll be a year. And there are a lot of little issues in this building. There's different smells we'll run into. Different stuff like broke. What? Like farts?
Baked goods?
Baked goods. No, not good smells. Like, it smells like sewer gas in the bathroom. Today, one of the things that was going on is one of the toilets, like, would not stop flushing. And, like, people were like, well, don't complain about that, whatever. Like, stop bothering people. But it's like, the thing is, how would you like to get that freaking water bill? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, the toilet keeps flushing. But the thing is there's women in there hysterical because there's water on the floor and they're just hysterical. But one of the things that happened, and I have to explain it so people get it, but we had this garbage can was in the building since we've been in the office. So it's been in our office area. The prior owners put it in there. It's been broke since we've had it, but it like really broke. It's one of the ones where you push the pedal. So the pedal's broke, the top's broke off. There's like metal broken off of it. It needs thrown out. So the cleaning lady, and honestly, we've switched cleaning. It's a service. They've switched the ones before. Some were good, some aren't. But she wrote a note like, this is broke. Do you want me to throw it away? And I understand that they have to do that because there's liability. There's people like that want, they either want any little scrap of metal or it's just like people want to fight.
Right.
You know, and that's how people are because it's like, oh, well, that was mine. Why did you touch that? Or even like if you go to a restaurant and you have nothing but like a sliver of coleslaw left and the waitress asks, do you want to take this home? You're like, why the hell would I want to take this home? But there's always some animal that does. You know, even if it's just like one bite of food left, it's like eat it or throw it away. But so I understand it. But just to me, I literally just started cracking up. It made me think of like Braveheart, where they're like willing to die for their freedom. I was like, you can take my dignity, but don't you take my garbage can. And I was like yelling about the garbage can and doing all this stuff. And at first I made everybody laugh and I think I got way too carried away with it. And I made a sign. It said like, we can't have anything if I can't have my trash can, which was from Braveheart. We can't have anything if we can't have freedom. Like right before they went into battle, like Mel Gibson yelled that. And I put it on there and I was like, I have to take this off because she's not going to know what the hell's going on. She didn't see my display in here. But I just thought it was hilarious because it just makes you like, what goes on in people's heads that they're like, you took my broken garbage can? Why would you take my broken garbage can? Like, I could have used that. I could have cut it up into a smaller garbage can.
Because people are crazy.
I just don't understand what goes through somebody's head that would be like, a big deal to you.
Yeah, or I don't know.
I know they're out there, but like, what a freaking animal. I just, you know, it was all day.
You know who would have been mad about that?
Who?
The girl on bike 11.
Yes. Somebody like, and that's the kind of person, like somebody who's like just emotionally unstable. I don't even know what else it would be because it's just like most people just wouldn't. They're like, yeah. Oh, you're doing me a favor.
Right.
But people are animals.
Sure, sure.
Speaking of animals, did you hear about Ray J posted a little rant with some screenshots?
And what?
So I thought all this stuff had been talked about previously. I didn't know this was news. And maybe it's just because, I don't know, maybe it was rumors and that's what I've heard. But So the Kardashians just started a new show on Hulu. Okay. And one of the big things to kind of get people in was they were talking about there were threats of a new sex tape And I think it was Saint, saw somebody on Roblox telling him about something. And Kanye flew out and got the hard drive from Ray J, whatever. So Ray J came out and said, you know, I'm sick of this narrative. And I guess what he said, and he had screenshots from Kim to prove it, like conversations, that the sex tape going out in the first place was engineered between him, Kim, and Chris.
Interesting.
Yeah, the one in, what was it, 2004 or something, 2006? Yeah.
Isn't that really what made him, or her famous?
That's
really
what made her famous, was, yeah.
Yeah. He didn't get too famous from it, though.
No, he didn't. He got, like, shunned. I wonder if he got some, I wonder if there was a money deal there.
Oh.
But the only thing you would see him from was, like, he had that one song, and he had, like, he was on Bad Girls Club.
I like two of his songs, actually, so.
He had that one song, I Hit It First.
No, that's not the one I was thinking of. Oh. He had that song, If I Had One Wish, We Could Be Best Friends, or something like that.
I think I know what you're talking about. That is a good song. Yeah.
Maybe he only had one song. You know what? While you continue talking, I'm going to look up Spotify Ray J. Go ahead.
But yeah, so I don't know. I think it's funny that that actually came out, because nowadays people just hang on to all of every word of hers. Like, she's just this great savior of a person, but it's like she's only in it for the money. Like, what's wrong with people? But right. I don't know. I thought it was funny because
he did have two songs that I knew. Okay. That song, Taxi, Can I?
Yes.
That one and One Wish. And he did have I Hit It First. So yeah. That's probably about Kim Kardashian, right?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember those songs.
Well, he just put out a new song. It's called Wish. Not One Wish, just Wish. I'd preview it for everybody, but we'd probably get banned from this episode.
That's true, yeah. Stupid. I was going to say that, and that's what his big deal is now, is I guess he's getting a lot of flack from people that he is like abusive to her.
Really?
Because he's trying to like release this, and they were trying to, she was saying there was a scene like, or somebody was saying there was something about like she was sleeping, he put a dildo up her ass or something. And he's like, I didn't do that, like, because it's really looking bad on him.
Right.
So like kind of like rapey stuff, but you know, I guess there was more to the sex tape, but everything that was released because of Kim and Chris, which is, I don't know, that's crazy to me. Like, how money hungry are you? But because I mean, how rich would we be if we did something like that?
We could be very rich.
We could name babies.
True. We do have experience with the nude. Inside joke only. Sorry, fans. What I'd like to know, how does this Ray J, okay?
Yeah.
This him back in the day, go from looking like that, and this is the cover of his new single. Is that the same person?
I don't know. It looks different.
That's not, you know what? Maybe this person's name is Mac Sauce. Is that Mac Sauce? You know who Mac Sauce is?
No. I know who Mac Dre is.
This is Mac Sauce. I think he works at McDonald's.
One of your boyfriends.
Yes. I think that's what it is. Oh my gosh. Nope, never mind. I just totally made that up. Okay. I thought Taylor Swift was on a single with one of my favorite country artists. That's fake news.
Honestly, Teddy. Her being on a country song wouldn't surprise me.
She is on one with Chris Stapleton.
Okay.
Because she has her hand in like everything. She's so freaking annoying.
I know. And what honestly annoyed me the most, I understand her wanting to make her own money, whatever, but how she had to re-release all those songs the way she did is just freaking annoying.
I know. And then, you know what really annoys me? Did we talk about this on the podcast? How she was given a doctorate?
Yes.
I don't know if we ever brought that up, but you know what? It's stupid.
Well, I mean, we've talked about it personally. No, that is stupid, because you know how hard people work for a doctorate degree?
Exactly. I don't think I mean, not just her, any celebrity should not just be given a doctorate of something.
All that does is make the institution look like a joke.
Right. And it wasn't it Harvard for Taylor Swift?
I thought it was maybe NYU. I don't know.
Look up.
I don't even think it matters what the institution was. It just makes them look like a joke, especially of all people. Right. One situation, my cousin, she died, and the school she was going to gave her an honorary degree, posthumously.
But okay, but I think that's okay.
It could be, first of all, she was dead. She can't go around using it, telling people she has it. You know, right. I understand that. That's, I think, a cool thing to do. But
yeah,
this is just the dumbest thing in the world.
You're right. Bless you. It was NYU.
And which is still a pretty prestigious university.
She got a doctorate of fine arts because All Too Well, that's a song she sang, I guess. Singer is, it's a well-deserved honorary doctorate. Pass. You know what? I deserve a doctorate of being funny.
What about what about the people that freaking paid money, put in the time? Yeah. That just, it's like, oh, all we care about is TikTok.
Yeah.
That's all.
Well, you know what? I don't like you.
I know. Taylor. It makes me so mad. And she got this honorary.
I like her, but Jess should just stop.
Yeah, she's just being ridiculous. They should give us honorary $1 million.
Yeah, why not? Because we're super cool.
Why stop at a doctorate?
Right. We just give us whatever we want.
If honor doesn't matter to you and you just give anybody whatever, give me an honorary $1 billion.
Yeah. Give me a mansion.
Yeah. And you pay the taxes.
Yeah.
Give me an honorary, like, seriously, where does it stop? It just makes me sick.
Agreed.
Give me an honorary whatever I want to buy at Lululemon doesn't cost anything.
Right. Wait, I have a story about Lululemon. Maybe this makes me sound cheap, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Okay. So I bought this like sweatshirt when I was in Ohio from Lululemon. And when she rang it out, I was like, wait, that's not right, because like the price is different. And then I was like, oh, duh, tax. It was $12 in tax.
Wow.
And I was just like, that's stupid. So I took it back to our Lululemon and exchanged it and rebought it. So I got my $12 back.
No, I don't think that sounds cheap. Well, I guess it does. $12. It's frugal. I was frugal. But we're not used to having sales tax on clothes.
Right. And the thing is, like, if it was like even $5, I wouldn't have cared. But $12 is a lot.
Yeah. That's like 3 Starbucks trips.
Exactly. Not that we go because we're frugal.
Yeah. No, that's a total waste of money.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine if you lived there and you had to pay money like that all the time?
Yep. So places that have tax on clothes, don't they get like, they get some, like some other tax break? No.
I don't know. Cause it's different jurisdictions make up the tax rules. Like each like borough makes up property tax. Then you have your income tax.
Well, cause I think Florida, you don't pay one of them. You don't pay income tax in Florida,
I think,
right?
It's income.
Yeah. So they pay for tax on clothes. So it makes up there.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's different taxes, though. And then you're, like where I live, our income tax is low, but our property tax is a little bit higher.
Yeah.
And people don't think about these different things. And then, yeah, you have your sales tax. So it's like you get your money, they tax your paycheck, and then everything you pay for is taxed. And it's like you get taxed 20 times.
Oh, yeah, so many taxes.
But it's a mess. And sometimes people don't think, like, there's places, like, in the city. Well, in the city, the property. But there's places where the income tax is high, but the property tax isn't high. Like, it's...
Well, Pennsylvania's the worst state to live in. Literally the worst.
Because we just had, like, a freaking tornado yesterday.
Oh, yeah. It was loud.
It was bad. And like, honestly, and this might upset people, but I'm going to say it anyway. I don't understand why people have this need. I understand if you have a child at home or a child that's alone and they need mm-hmm. like somebody to pick them up because they could be in danger. But if you had a storm and it's only going to be an hour, why would you risk your life to go out on the road when you could just hang out somewhere for an hour?
I think that all the time about when it snows. What do you possibly need?
Because
I don't get.
Especially if it was snowing and it was going to snow for a whole day and you were already out on the road, I can see like hurrying up and getting home.
Right.
But if you're somewhere, if you're like, say you're on your way home from work and it's, oh my God, you're like, I just got a tornado warning. And you're like, oh my God, look at this rain. I'm going to stop and walk around the store for an hour. I'm going to stop at a restaurant and just sit around and eat for an hour. Like, I'm not going to risk my life, because there were people that literally died. Like that one car, that picture that Emily showed us, one of those guys died.
Oh, I saw critical condition. I didn't know if he actually died.
Somebody said this morning at work, like they heard about it.
Yeah,
just today it happened.
That's so sad.
And maybe that's tone deaf, but I just don't understand. Like, you do at a certain point have to look out for yourself and say, you know what? I could die if I do that. I don't need to be sitting and watching. And I know that's not everything that everybody does, but there's a lot of people that just have to hurry at home so they can watch their TV shows and eat their popcorn. Like, just freaking walk around Walmart for an hour. It's not that big of a deal. You know, do you want to die today? As much as I don't like going to Walmart, I would be doing it.
Right. I would.
Animals.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it is. It's so stupid. But I've seen that with snow too. Like, oh, it's only going to be like a flash snowstorm for an hour. It's like, okay, I'm going to sit here until it lightens up and then I'm going to go.
Nothing is that important.
No, no. People are ridiculous.
Agreed.
Well, on that note, I think we're going to end the podcast right now.
Right. We're just closing up shop.
Because I'm getting fired up. All right, guys. Well, we're going to have some good juice for you next time.
Orange juice.
Or does anybody actually ever drink tomato juice? Have you ever seen anybody drink that?
Dan.
Really?
He bought like a whole thing of tomato juice one time. But he like, it was for Bloody Marys that he was going to make. But okay. I don't think he ever made Bloody Marys.
He didn't want to waste it. Okay, so it's not like he drinks it because he likes it.
He probably does like it.
He's so weird.
So weird.
Or he probably puts it in cereal or something.
Would you put it past him to do that?
No.
I don't have
milk. I have this tomato juice. I'm going to put it in my cereal. What a sicky.
Gross.
Ugh. Dan. Well, thanks, Dan, for getting us a new gym.
Yes.
We don't have to flip out on you yet. Yet.
Well, we own the gym, so.
Yeah. Yeah, because he doesn't pay any of his fees.
We basically sponsor Become Better, and he doesn't pay for his sponsorship.
Yeah. What a jerk. And I thought it was funny how I said I wanted to bring a cake, and his dad was like, don't listen to Dan. Just brought the cake.
Speaking of that, did you notice that somebody did actually bring desserts?
No, I didn't.
At the end of the night when I was cleaning up everything, there were two empty containers, one brownies and one mini sugar cookies.
I knew somebody would do that.
Mm-hmm.
The Dan
hide. So I don't know who it was, but Dan was like already like, him, Joey, and Paige were just talking nonsense at that point. So they didn't even, I think Dan laughed about it when he saw it.
Didn't care, yeah.
I made, like, I was the only one allowed to make cookies, and I did, and I didn't even get one. I was so disappointed.
I didn't either.
You didn't get a cookie at all?
No. Well, first of all, like, I went there, and when I got there, I was starving, so I just ate food.
Yeah.
You know, so.
You didn't get food, so.
Yeah, well, you didn't eat until, like, 10 p.m.
Yeah, all the good stuff was gone.
We got pasta salad. We got Jess's grandma's pasta salad.
Oh, I definitely got that the next day. So.
Yeah, that was good.
Found me a stash.
Yum. We're going to have to, like, pay the woman.
I know. Her pasta salad is so good.
Like, I want some of this for dinner. Can you?
This podcast is sponsored by Jess's Grand's pasta salad.
It'd be nice if we, like, knew her name.
You know what? Here's the worst part. I should know her name because she took my Zumba class And it's like literally blanking my head. I want to call her like Jean, Norma Jean. That's not right.
Woman.
Jess Woman. Is going to yell at me when she listens to this episode.
Well, hopefully she'll come it. And take Zumba in the future. And she'll bring me like a vat of pasta salad and I'll slip her like a 20 or something.
She can pay me in pasta salad.
Yeah.
I will be okay with that. I accept pasta salad payments only from her.
Good pasta salad. That's just to say good pasta salad. Somebody's going to bring you some stank, nasty.
I'm not accepting it.
Yeah. Good pasta. Good sides are acceptable.
Yes. Great sides.
That's Thank it. You.
All right. I guess we're done.
All right. Now that we've talked about food and I'm like burning a hole in my stomach, we will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.